This dump truck is getting ready for a load of salt for a coming winter storm. Salt helps make the icy roads safer. It helps prevent people from slipping and falling on sidewalks. And it's pretty cheap. But there are problems with salt. Salt pollutes and salt corrodes. Mark Cornwell has spent a good deal of his career trying to convince highway crews that there are better ways to keep things safe and reduce how much salt is dumped on roads and sidewalks.
Salt damages just about everything that comes in contact with, and, you know, salt moves through concrete and attacks structural steel. Bridges, roads, parking structures, it eats the mortar out of bricks and foundations, it damages limestone, you know, just on and on and on.
So even though salt is cheap, the damage it does costs a lot. It's a hidden cost that's seldom calculated. Imagine the cost of having to replace a bridge 5 years early because the structure is weakened by salt. And then there are your direct costs, trying to keep salt washed off your vehicle and still seeing rust attack your car. Cornwell says there are some cities and road commissioners working to reduce the amount of salt spread on the roads, but in most places, the political pressure to get the salt trucks out early and laying it on thick to keep drivers happy outweighs any concerns about trying to reduce the salt.
I'm sure the public expects full attention to snow and ice, and they have absolutely no understanding, however, of what it costs to provide that.
Nobody gave much thought to how much damage salt was causing until the last couple of decades. In a few places, the people responsible for keeping the roads and walkways safe have been trying to reduce the amount of salt they use and still keep public safety tops on the list of concerns.
This is our shops. The brine maker is right here.
Marvin Petway is showing me some of the tools in his arsenal to reduce how much salt is used and still keep things safe. He works at the University of Michigan, where there's a goal to cut the amount of salt used in winter in half. What they've learned is using innovative ways of putting down salt can actually help melt snow and ice faster. One way is to mix it with water to get the chemicals in salt working a little more quickly.
Why use 5 pounds of rock salt when you can use 2 gallons of liquid salt? Okay? We're able to get better coverage, quicker, better cost, and we're putting the material that is effective with reducing ice buildup directly to the area that we don't want ice located.
The crews trying to reduce salt use computer-assisted spreaders to measure out only the salt needed. They mix in less corrosive chemicals that help make salt brine more effective. And even just wetting the salt in dump trucks with chemicals all help to melt snow and ice faster and, in the end, use a lot less salt. Nothing's going to replace salt altogether, but those efforts can add up to a lot less salt, and that means less destruction of infrastructure. But there are more reasons for reducing salt than just damage to roadways and parking decks. Salt also damages the environment. Mark Cornwell first noticed the effects of salt because he was a horticulturalist. He'd work all spring, summer, and fall planting shrubs, making the grass green, tending beds of flowers. Then winter would come.
Unfortunately, what we were doing in 6 months of winter was undoing everything we did in the other 6 months of the year. You know, if you're going to get ahead, you got to solve the problem. And in my mind, that was misuse of salt.
Use too much salt, and it kills plants. And it turns out the cost of using all that cheap salt could be even greater than anyone guessed. For decades, it's been assumed that rain washed away most of the salt. But studies in Ontario find that a lot of the salt doesn't get washed away. Instead, a good deal of it is percolating down into shallow aquifers. Researchers predict that in the future, we'll start finding salt is getting into the groundwater that supplies many of the wells where we get our drinking water. For the Environment Report, this is Lester Graham.